Good morning, sir. Good to see everybody this morning. Thanks for being here. I just want to give you a little quick update. Today, I'm getting ready to meet with the cabinet. My cabinet members are in here, and glad to see they're all here, and that we're going to be moving Missouri forward. And I think the biggest message I want to send today for you that are here, that we're going to be trying to meet and to make sure that everybody in the state of Missouri knows that government's going to work, it's going to be effective, and it's going to function well. And we're going to keep moving throughout the state. Throughout the day, I'll have several meetings set up with different people throughout the day. I just received a phone call from the Secretary of Agriculture a while ago, Sonny Perdue. So I had a chance to visit with him a little bit. I do want to say he's offered his services to Missouri, whatever he can do in that arena to do that. So I enjoyed that visit. So that's kind of what's going to be going on today. And right now, I'll take a couple of questions. But I'm not going to get into a lot of the details of anything because I really want to meet with my cabinet. That's a priority for me this morning to get that done. So that's the point. But if you got a couple of questions, we'll...
Governor, thank you, Kelly. Governor, last week when you spoke, you said it's very important for the state of Missouri to have a lieutenant governor. You said the future lieutenant governor's post would be critical, become more important. Will you consider calling a special session with the legislature in town next Monday to pass that bill, to pass that legislation?
Yeah, you know, there's going to be discussion on that, and it needs to be done. I don't like the state of Missouri being without a lieutenant governor, and for me, I aim to use that position to help with this transition. If there's ever a time those two offices need to be working together, it's now. So hopefully we'll check out the legalities of it and figure out what it is, but that will be a priority to figure out what we're going to do with the lieutenant governor's position on that.
Governor, you are going to meet with the mayor of Kansas City tomorrow, I understand. Do you have any plans to meet with the mayor of St. Louis? And have you had any discussions that you can tell us about with Mayor Crewson?
You know, one of the things, we want to learn about what their issues are, both in St. Louis and Kansas City. We're bringing a coalition of mayors in, actually. But I also want to be able to utilize the urban areas and the rural areas. I want both to know what the challenges are for all over the state. And I want mayors from urban areas to know what challenges are in rural Missouri. I want rural Missouri mayors to know what challenges are in the urban areas and try to unite that front to where we can work together to get things done. So that's kind of the plan of a meeting with some of the mayors.
Did Mayor Crewson say anything specifically to you, though, in terms
I think she's looking really forward to the meeting. I think we want to find out. We want to learn as much as we can about what she's facing up there as a new mayor in the city of St. Louis. So her and both Sly. You know, I want to learn about those areas and see how it is that we can do to help. And I want them to know what functions we're going to take.
We'll take one more question. Kermit?
You control the appointments of about half this cabinet. Will you be making replacements?
No. You know what? Let me tell you. Governor Greitens brought together a good team to the state of Missouri. Most of these cabinet members back here that I'm looking forward to working with. I don't anticipate any changes in the cabinet that I'm aware of. You know, all I want to do is be a resource for them. I want to work with the cabinet because there's a lot of good things that's going on in the state of Missouri. We need to continue the things that are good that are doing that. And it's going to be a little different day in the governor's office, how I function as the governor of the state of Missouri. But, you know, we're going to be working together. I think at the end of the day, for me, it's about trying to bring people together, trying to build relationships, and try to move forward for the state of Missouri. Because my dedication is going to be the people of Missouri, no one else. That's who my dedication will be. So on that. So thank you very much.
Thank you.